You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And it's time to go to the hotline and bring in Dakiad. What's up, kid?
How you guys doing there in sunny Berea?
Beautiful, it's beautiful, man. Not very sunny, but we are certainly happy to have you with us here, the kid. Before we get to what we're going to do in this segment, which is we're going to pick the games. And I lobbied for, with the spreads, I was told no spreads. We're just going to pick the winners every week. We'll have a little contest. What should we put on the line between the three of us?
I would say, how about a dinner at Ken Stewart's?
Ooh. For the season win, long?
The season champion.
Season long.
That's fine.
Wins
season
the dinner.
Champion, the guy in third place pays for the guy in first place. Guy in second place pays for himself. What do you think?
That's or a deal. Guy in third. Or how about, no, how about second and third combined to pay for the dinner for the entire table? Because they're essentially both losers.
Okay, so are we bringing the wives, too?
We'll leave that up in the air.
Yeah.
We'll see what kind of season
TBD.
TBD, yeah.
TBD right. On CBD,
yes.
Let me just say one thing first to Wilhelm. I got to tip my cap to your squad. I really, in my opinion, have never seen such a collection of athletes and skill position players as what you guys have put together. It really... It pains me to say, but it's impressive to watch.
Thank you very much, and it'll be impressive all year long, believe me. And
it will.
Again, well into November, January, all that. Yep, it's going to be great.
And the truth is like anybody from the SEC could say anything they want, but if Ohio State was in the SEC, they would still be favored by a touchdown every single week.
Maybe minus Alabama, simply because they're the number two team in the country. But thank you
very
much.
Yeah, but
I still like
opinion,
Oregon State plus 16.5.
So you got Oregon State plus 16.5.
It's gonna be
I don't
a running
know if you
bet.
Can score 17, but
you want? Do you want Hawaii in 41?
No.
Huh?
No.
No. Okay.
71, maybe.
All right. Here we go. Who's is Dino right. gonna do it? Or you're gonna do it.
I got it.
Go. Okay.
All right.
Dino's got it.
All right. Gentlemen,
do Browns Jets last?
Yeah.
And we got to give a score for that. That'll be like a bonus point.
Yeah. I'm going to assume, because we didn't get a chance to get this in yesterday, all three of you would have taken New England over Pittsburgh, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Correct. So that's a wash.
So you're all 1-0. Okay. Yeah. Give me the number one game here on our list. In Soldier Field, the Bears hosting the Packers.
Packers.
Good, kid. I got the Packers.
Packers.
All right. How about Kansas City at Houston to take on Brian Hoyer and the Texans?
KC.
I like the Chiefs.
All right, and I'll take the Chiefs as well.
Wow.
Wow, really big show. Everybody took the Texans.
Really?
Yeah.
Indianapolis at Buffalo.
Indianapolis at Buffalo?
Correct.
I'm gonna pull one out here, and I'm going to say the Buffalo Bills win.
Colts.
Right. We've got Miami at Washington.
Miami.
Okay.
They'll have the number one pick this year. I'm going to call that shot right now.
Carolina at Jacksonville.
Carolina.
Oof. I'll say Carolina as well.
And I'm going to take the Jacksonville
really?
Jaguars.
Wow. You've got the Seattle Seahawks at the St. Louis Rams.
I'm going to go St. Louis.
I'll go Seattle.
I'm going to go Seattle.
Okay.
I would have went St. Louis if you didn't, kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, how about this one? You got the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees and company, at Arizona to take on the Cardinals.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go Zona.
Cardinals.
How are you taking Arizona, the kid?
I just am hedging myself.
On a dinner. the kid's favorite win total under for the season, if such things were allowed, was the Arizona Cardinals under 8.5. And he comes out week one on the Arizona Cardinals. All right.
Nathan?
I'm taking the New Orleans Saints.
All right. Also, there are a bunch of 4-0-5 games on Sunday. You've got Detroit at San Diego.
I like the Leones.
The Chargers.
I figured.
I'm going to go with the San Diego Superchargers as well. No Ndamukong Suh, No, thank you, unless Amir Abdullah wants to go crazy for my fantasy team.
In the rookie quarterback bowl, the Tennessee Titans, Marcus Mariota at Jameis Winston and Tampa Bay.
I'm going to go with Mr. Crab Legs himself.
Home team defense will prevail in that football game.
I'm going to go with the Buccaneers as well.
All right. Cincinnati, A.J. Green just got a new contract today. He and the Bengals at Oakland.
I don't buy Oakland for 1 second. I'm going with the Bengals.
Where's it at?
It's in at Oakland. Oakland.
In Oakland, I got the Raiders.
I'm going to go.
It's a tough game.
I wrote down Oakland as well. I'm going to take the Raiders.
All right. Baltimore at Denver.
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 Denver for me as well. I don't think the Ravens have the firepower.
Unanimous there. The Sunday night game, going to be a good one in the NFC East. New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm all about the Giants this year, but I'm going to I'll take the Giants. I'll take the Giants.
I'll take the Dallas Cowboys.
Tony Romo.
All right. Monday night. There are two Monday night games, remember, this weekend. The first of the two, Philadelphia at Atlanta.
I'm taking Chip Kelly to the Super Bowl. Let's go.
I like the Eagles.
I like the Eagles, too.
All right. Unanimous there. The other Monday night game, Theodore and Minnesota will be at San Francisco.
You know, it's a young team on the road. I think San Fran's going to stink, but I think they're going to win this game.
I got the Vikes.
I'm taking the Vikings as well.
The return of AP.
Yeah. AP's going to go bananas.
And
Vikings.
Okay. All right. And finally, the Cleveland Browns at the New York Jets.
The Cleveland football Browns, 23. The New Jersey football Jets, 17.
I've got the Cleveland Browns by a score of 17 to 13.
Oh, my God. I had it typed in just so you can see that it was there beforehand. I have the Cleveland Browns, 17 to 13 as well.
You guys are spending too much time together.
That's right. And I'm going to call my shot even further. The Cleveland Browns defense will have to stop the New York Jets on the final drive to win the football game.
Ooh, that's a nice annotation.
I like that.
All right. So that'll do it for our picks. We're going to take – Kid, can you stick around for the forecast?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll take a break when we come back. The Friday Forecast, first edition. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns set to go 1-0.
Regular season edition.
Let's go.